Good morning and welcome to Starting Right with Danny Mac. I'm going to be here every Monday to Friday to help you get a great 5 minute start to your day. So grab your cup of coffee, sit back, relax, and let me help you start your day right. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our Friday roundup. Hey, we've had a really good week, and I hope that you've enjoyed it. And as part of what we do on Fridays, we're going to take a look at each of those episodes and just remind you once again of some of the things that we talked about and hope that they will bless you again as well. So we're going to jump right in, take a look at Monday, which was the day right after St. Patrick's Day. So we did a special St. Patrick's Day episode where we talked about the man himself. St. Patrick is known as the patron saint of Ireland and has a story that combines both history and legend. And March 17th is celebrated as St. Patrick's Day, as it is the supposed day of his death. He is remembered as one of the greatest Irishmen of all time. And yet, he was not Irish. He was born in England, and as a young man was kidnapped and taken to Ireland, where he lived for 6 years until he escaped and got back to England again. But then something very important happened to Patrick. God got a hold of him, began to work in his life, and sent Patrick back to Ireland as a missionary to the Irish. It was through Patrick's compassion and ability to share the gospel of Christ and build many, many churches that eventually led to him becoming St. Patrick, for he had an impact on the entire nation of Ireland, which continues even to this day. St. Patrick, more than just a guy who wore green, he was a powerful missionary. The music we shared on Monday was from the Wren Collective, a group from Northern Ireland, with a song called Your Name is Power. It was a good episode. You should go back and take a listen to it if you missed it. Tuesday's episode was called The Baseball Player. Well, it didn't take long. I think most everybody figured it out that the baseball player we were talking about was a very young Billy Graham. As he was growing up, he hated church. He just wanted to play baseball. That's all he wanted to do. And yet his mother kept dragging him to church to make sure that Billy was there to hear the word of God and to get those seeds of God's truth planted deep within him. And we all know that Billy Graham did not become a baseball player. He became a man who not only went to church, he brought people to the church and to Christ throughout his many years of ministry. A tremendous, powerful man of God, one of the most influential missionaries of the 20th century. Billy Graham, a man who will never be forgotten. Well, Monday and Tuesday's episodes were about missionaries. Wednesday's was a little bit different. It was about cats and us. We shared a story from Arthur Gordon about his cat, Oreo. You see, they had this morning ritual where Arthur would open up the door for the cat to come in, and Oreo would just ignore him. There were slight motions towards the doorway every once in a while, but Oreo always ignored the pleading of Arthur to come into the house. And Oreo just sat there, not willing to move until he was good and ready. Arthur finished his story with this statement. I often wonder if this is how God views us. He's there with the door wide open for us, willing and wanting us to enter into this relationship with him, but we sit on the outside, sort of being nonchalant about it. We'll get there if and when we want to, but not before. I think that's true for people who are not Christians as well as for people who are Christians. I've heard the saying many times that Christians are educated way beyond their level of obedience. That simply means we know a whole lot more about God and His truth than we are willing to obey. And it's absolutely true. We know how we should live and how we should act and how we should behave, but many of us just don't want to embrace that truth to make the changes in our lives. Romans 12 verse 2 says, "Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect." Yesterday's episode was about a farmer who hired a new farmhand. Only the farmer didn't realize just how good this farmhand really was. The new worker stepped into his role and performed his job wonderfully. The animals were well cared for, the crops were being prepared and harvested properly. But one night, a windstorm came up, and the farmer was sure that all of the animals would soon be scattered, and the hay that they had just brought in would be blowing all over the countryside. He ran out to the farmhand's cabin and banged on the door. And to his amazement, the farmhand sleepily opened the door, rubbing his eyes. The farmer said, "What's the matter with you? The storm is here. The animals are going to be scattering. The hay is going to be blowing everywhere. What are you doing?" The farmhand simply said, "I sleep when the wind blows." And he turned around and went back to bed. The farmer didn't know what he meant, but he went running around the farm, and he soon realized that the animals were all in their pens and in the barn as they should be. The piles of hay out in the field were covered with tarps that had been tied to the ground, and the storm was not going to cause any problems for him and his farm. And the farmer realized that when the farmhand said, "I sleep when the wind blows," simply means that he had done all of the work ahead of time so that he didn't have to worry when troubles came. And the farmer's perspective had to change. He had to realize that he could trust his new farmhand, that everything would be taken care of, and then he too could sleep when the wind blows. And it's just the same for us. If we trust God, believe what he says, believe what his word says, we won't let those storms of life, the problems that we face, scare us and rattle us and shake us. We too will be able to sleep when the wind blows if we learn to trust God and what he's doing. Isaiah 26:3 says, "You will keep in perfect peace all who trust in you, all whose thoughts are fixed on you." Let's fix our minds and thoughts on Christ and trust him, believe him, and know that he is always working for us and he's always with us. Well, that's our week, my friends. I hope you enjoyed it. And I hope that you have a really wonderful, wonderful weekend. Be blessed, be a blessing, and know that God is with you. Keep the faith, everyone, and we will talk again on Monday.
Thank you for joining us today, and I invite you to join us every Monday to Friday right here at Starting Right with Danny Mack.